I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. What did the Apostle Paul mean by faith in the blood of Christ? He says that in Romans 3:25. This actually speaks of believing what the Bible says concerning what the blood of Christ was shed to accomplish and trusting Christ to do that work in you. You cannot have saving faith without both believing and trusting. Many people believe a doctrine of redemption, but far less actually trust Christ to do that work in them. The remainder of this article is given to show by the Scripture what the blood of Jesus Christ was shed to do in and for you. We will share only what the Scripture says, because anything else is merely a fable, as Paul told us in 2 Timothy 4:4. We have faith in the blood of Christ for forgiveness. The Bible tells us that God gave Christ as a sacrificial victim through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. That's Romans 3:25. The Greek word for remission in this passage is paresis, which speaks of passing by without taking notice or mention. The Greek word translated that are past means to be already, that is, have previously transpired. This passage is declaring God's forgiveness for sins that are in our past. There is nowhere in the Bible which tells us God forgives our sin, past, present, and future, as many tell us. We have faith in the blood of Christ to wash us from sin. John wrote, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." That's Revelations 1:5. The blood of Christ washes us from the contamination and stain of sin, not only in our heart, but also upon our body. The apostle told us to draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's Hebrews 10:22. The water mingled with blood, which flowed from the side of Christ, is God's complete answer for sin and uncleanness. My friend, you may feel so unclean because of past sins, but you need to know and accept that Christ has washed you out of your heart and the stain and the contamination out of your life and from your body because of Jesus Christ. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ for cleansing from sin. The Bible says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." That's 1 John 1:7. Cleansing is not the same as forgiveness. John tells us, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's 1 John 1:9. Jesus rebuked those whom he said, "Make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." He said that in Matthew 23:25. The cup represents us. The outside speaks of the actions of our body. The inside speaks of the content of our heart. Jesus said, "Cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also." The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse both. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ to purge our conscience from sin. The Bible says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's Hebrews 9:14. The word conscience speaks of your innermost thoughts and feelings. This is the source of sin, and it is what Christ shed his blood to purge from sin. The apostle continued telling us, the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. That's Hebrews 10:2. When the blood of Christ purges your innermost thoughts and feelings, sin will no longer dwell in your conscience. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ to sanctify us. It is an error to teach or believe that sanctification is the work of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. That's Hebrews 13:12. Our sanctification is the express purpose of the shed blood of Christ. Sanctification is not a process. It is a work Christ finished upon the cross, and it becomes our reality when we believe the truth. Through faith in the blood of Christ, we are delivered from sin and made holy. Paul said, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's Hebrews 10:10. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ to make us righteous. The Bible says, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's Romans 5:9. Being justified by his blood is much more than what Abraham experienced. Christ died upon the cross to deliver us from sin and make us righteous. Paul verifies this, saying, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That's Romans 5:19. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ for redemption. The Apostle Peter said, you were redeemed from your vain conversation with the precious blood of Christ. That's 1 Peter 1:18-19. The Greek words translated vain conversation literally mean unprofitable behavior. The Apostle Paul told us, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14. Yet it is important to understand that the Greek word aphesis, which was translated as forgiveness in these passages, literally means freedom. Redemption through the blood of Christ makes us free from all iniquity. Paul told that to Titus in Titus 2:14. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ to work in us the works that please God. The apostle said, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. That's Hebrews 13:20-21. The work of the blood of Christ makes us perfect or complete in every good work to do his will. Pleasing God is not just a condition God works in our heart. He also works it in our works through the power of the blood of Christ. Next, we have faith in the blood of Christ to make us overcomers. The Bible says, and they overcame him, Satan, the dragon. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That's Revelation 12:11. Overcoming victory over every work and device of Satan is found through simple faith in the shed blood of Christ. Many people go through a lot of religious activity which actually profits them nothing. Satan was defeated by the shedding of Christ's blood, and we walk victorious today through faith in that same blood. Finally, it is a mistake to seek to explain the blood of Christ by referring to the sacrifices which were offered under the law of Moses. The apostles were very clear. Jesus Christ died on the cross to do what the law could not do, as said in Romans 8:3, because it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins, as spoken in Hebrews 10:10. Yet that is exactly why Jesus Christ shed his blood for you. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Before I go, I want to invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2024. It's April 11th through 14th at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. You can email us at contact@cochurch.org or call us at 281-572-9200 for more information. Thank you. God bless you, and see you there. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in prayer.